This is an ABC podcast.
It might not come as much of a surprise, but I love love. Nothing makes me gooey like hearing about people connecting in authentic ways. And hey, it helps if it's an amazing story to boot. A meet cute that felt like fate. Best friends finally realizing they're soulmates. Love triumphing against all odds. It's the fuzzy stuff that gets me. I guess I'm in the right gig. I'm Nat Tentich, and usually on The Hookup, I educate you on relationship and sex issues and help solve your romantic dilemmas. But sometimes I just want to hear a good love story. And I know you want to as well. You believe in love. That's why you're here. So we're launching a mini-series, Love Bites. Bite-sized, rom-com-worthy love stories as long as a song. A little boost to your week that'll make you go, aww, while you're on the train or cooking dinner. The Hookup fam have so many gorgeous stories and I want to share them with you. Now, have you ever had a nice random hookup at the club where you thought, that was pretty hot, but you're probably never going to see that person again? That's what Phoebe thought she was in for when she macked with Sasha on a D floor in Perth. She was about to head off for Europe, so it wouldn't make sense to follow through right now. But fate seemed to have more than just a random hookup in store for them.
All right, well, I'm going to start because I like telling the first part how I recall it, as Phoebe has fairly limited memory. So we're at a gay bar where all love stories start. And I saw a girl very, very intoxicated, but having the time of her life, clearly. And she approached me. And from then on, we kind of had a little bit of a fling, I guess. Phoebe, off you go.
Well, we didn't actually go home with each other that night. We kind of just left it at that and had mutual friends. So we were able to find each other on social media. And then, yeah, it kind of just dwindled out. Didn't really, we had a little chat, but that was it. And then a couple months later, I was heading off to go and see the world and was at Perth Airport and I had a little message on my phone. And it was Sasha and she said, hey, I can see you. And I was like, okay, come over for a chat. And then,
so we had a little bit of a chat and realized we were on the same flight for 11 hours. It was a pretty quiet flight, so we managed to sit next to each other. And I basically just talked Phoebe's ear off for the whole 11-hour flight.
I was like, should we watch a movie or something? And no, we just kept chatting and chatting.
And then we decided that because Phoebe was traveling around Europe, I would meet up with her somewhere. So I changed my travel plans and ended up flying all the way to Barcelona to see her. And yeah, we've been together ever since.
Tell me about that moment at the airport when you saw each other. Like, how were you both feeling when you realized that you were going to Europe at the same time on the same flight?
Yeah, it was literally insane. Like, kind of one of those when two worlds collide moments. Like, I never would have thought that we would end up at the airport together. It was awesome.
I just really wanted to get in the Mile High Club, so. But it was really nice. I'm a pretty chatty person, so having someone to chat to on the flight was nice.
Do you remember what you spoke about?
Literally everything, like coming out, family, interests, people that we had in common, because you often find that in the queer community everybody knows everyone, and we did.
And so, like, going to Europe and just thinking, well, like, throwing up your hands, Sasha, and, like, changing all your plans, like, was that just the easiest decision for you? Like, what were you supposed to be doing on this trip?
So I was supposed to be visiting my family for Christmas. And to me, I just sort of took it as, look, it's an opportunity to travel and go see the world with someone who I think is really, really cool. And if it doesn't work out, then I'm sure it would have been a great experience. But for me, I feel like there was always something that I was following. Yeah, it just felt right.
Aww. So wait, did you ditch your family Christmas to chase love?
Part of it, yes.
Did your family forgive you in the end?
Absolutely. Well, she has spent Christmases since with my family, so makes up for it, I guess. Yeah.
This story is one of those classic rom-com sorts of stories that make you really believe a little bit in fate and serendipity and all of those beautiful metaphysical things. Like, how much do you two believe in it now that this has happened to you?
I feel like initially I didn't really believe in that sort of stuff. In most stories that I hear, you've swiped right on someone and, you know, that's where it goes from there. But I think I definitely do believe in it now.
Everything happens for a reason and you might not know what that reason is, but it's nice just to give it a shot and see what happens.
Oh, I love that story so much. It's so cute. It is honestly what dreams are made of. And I also hope you definitely go ahead and blow off your family to chase love. It's the best. I really hope you enjoyed that. We're going to be popping one of these in your feeds every other week, so I would like to know what you think. If you're loving the Love Bites, leave us a review. Or if you have your own Hollywood romance you want to share on the pod, message us on Instagram @JJTheHookup.